Hello, everybody, and welcome to the brand new version of Greg's Haunted Music Amusement Park podcast. As you may notice, we are missing people. Let's do the introduction so you'll know who. I'm Dylan.
And I'm NJ.
And that's where it ends, because sadly...
We're missing our namesake.
I think we can get sued for this, actually. But, it was... We couldn't get everybody rallied together for, you know, a weekly podcast, or even, you know, a yearly one, probably, because everybody is just so retarded when it comes to scheduling things. So, me and NJ are the only people who are up at such odd hours, or we could just record something on a whim, you know...
It's currently 1:20 a.m.
and 12:20 a.m. my time. So just to give you guys a clarifier of this is really not the same podcast it used to be. If we have any listeners who put up with our bullshit for more than one episode, I apologize. So
we apologize for losing everybody that mattered.
Well, NJ is gonna put some music or something right about here, and that'll be the start of our first new podcast.
As a duo.
Why is the world in love again? Why are we marching hand in hand? Why are the ocean levels rising up? It's a brand new record for 1990.
Welcome back. This is the official start of our first podcast as a duo, and in case you've forgotten in the 5 seconds it's taken us to change over, I'm Dylan.
And I'm NJ.
Okay, NJ, how's Halo Reach?
You really want to know?
Yes, I do.
It's, and I know I'm going to get a chip for this from the, what, 5 people that listen? Four now?
We love you guys.
We really do. But Halo Reach is... I don't know. It's... Oh, God, it's a complicated one. It's just Halo 3. It's Halo 3 with a better look. New maps.
Like, your disc got broke because LOL broken Xbox.
I'm not malicious. I just had the feeling. When I was playing the campaign, I really felt like I was playing something that was straight out of Halo 3. It looks the same. It feels the same. It plays the same. Shoots the same. It's the same old stuff. Doesn't mean it's bad.
Nobody gives a damn about the single player. How's the multiplayer and firefighting co-op and all that?
Didn't get to play co-op because everybody was playing either single player campaign or multiplayer. But I got a couple of matches off, and I'll tell you one thing though: aside from some balancing issues regarding some weapons, it's pretty good.
Really?
It's chaos. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. They did a good job. I don't know what the hell they changed though. It's all the same again, but. It's some crazy good fun. But then again, I only played a big team battle, so it was 16 on 16, I believe, or 8 on 8. I forgot. But.
Well, your disc has been broken because the Xbox 360 is batshit insane. Are you going to be buying another copy?
Sooner or later, yep.
Hopefully. All right. And I am one of the most anti-Halo people you will probably meet. Because I hate the idea of people having such an allegiance to a franchise that, let's be honest, hasn't really done anything amazing since Halo 2. And that was, what, 04? That was 04, wasn't it?
I gotta admit, though, the first game did break some new grounds, but even
it
then
did,
it wasn't
but,
that
yeah,
big.
Halo 2 broke a lot. Halo 2 pretty much created online multiplayer on consoles.
That is true.
Halo 3 was just, you know... Hey, you like aliens, you like lasers, bomb around this campaign for a few hours and go play with a bunch of racist 11-year-olds on multiplayer for the rest of your days.
God, the fun that was.
I am hyped for Halo, which is, you know, always bad. I get hyped for every single big-name first-person shooter that comes out, then I always get let down.
Black Ops.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to be buying it sooner or later. So let's just hope I have a good experience, i.e. no N-words and fags and yada yada. Yeah.
You know that shit's gonna happen.
It is. You can't avoid Xbox Live retarded community. Anyway, let's talk about the PS3 move.
Or lack thereof.
Have you had any hands-on time with it?
No.
I did. They had one of those silly little Best Buy booths set up.
Oh, God.
I played iPad for like 6 minutes. It's really cute and all that, but it's just an eye toy with a wand, sadly.
Oh, I was going to say, but then you realize you're a grown man grooming a fucking monkey.
Yeah. It was cool, though. I mean, I absolutely detest motion controls other than Nintendo's because, hey, they were the first and maybe not the best, but they made it work well enough. But like,
or it's because they now have the vast majority and they will hunt you down if you talk bad.
Yeah, yeah. But I saw someone playing one of the sports games for the PS3 when they had the little demo out. And that looked god awful, honestly. I mean, it just looked like a child trying to walk upstairs with, you know, bricks tied to his hands. It was awful.
Well, if I may make a good example, the game Ruse, the strategy game.
Yeah.
From what I've been told, that game actually plays better than a mouse and keyboard setup on a PS3.
Really?
Yeah. Really surprising, though, considering nobody's actually going to buy the game.
Is the Move used to play it?
Yeah, I think, from what I know, I think they tried to optimize it for,
yeah,
for Move.
Yeah, it says it's compatible with, what's it called? Move.
Sad thing is, it's one of those games that everybody sees, but nobody's going to buy.
I mean, it does look very cool. It's like, what was N-War? N-War was a pretty cool game, it's just I don't want to have to go... Unit 5, attack Alpha 6. I don't want to have to yell that out at 1 o'clock in the morning trying to play a video game.
Especially when your microphone sucks.
Yeah.
Mine did. I actually bought the game and it tried so hard. Oh, God. It was awful. Every time one of the launch, like one of those game-saving, I think it was a nuke for that faction I was playing. Every time I set that WMD on... attack Zulu or something like that, and every time it would say, did not copy, please repeat. So then you lose.
Yeah, well, I think there is quite a ways to go until we get to the 1980s picturesque dream of a virtual reality where you put on a helmet and you're transported into like a Tron world. And I hope we get there eventually, but I'm damn sure.
I really hope not.
The Kinect and the Move are not going to take us there anytime soon, so.
Kinect and Move? Oh, God, they're actually taking us backward.
Let's talk about Dead Rising 2, or the demo, because neither of us have played the full game unless you have broken into Capcom without my knowledge.
What's it called again? Case Zero?
Yes, Case Zero, and they're also making one called Case West, which is, Return of Frank West, yada yada. It occurs after Dead Rising 2, and that's coming out, like, shortly after Dead Rising 2, I don't know when.
I would not think that makes any sense, releasing a prequel, or lack of a better word, after the game's release.
It's... doesn't make sense, but it's cool because at least they're trying new things, seeing what works, what doesn't work. But,
Frank was a badass. He covered wars, you know.
He covered wars, you know. And he also took pictures, which is the most manly thing you can do.
As people are trying to chew off his head.
Exactly.
Which makes no freaking sense.
Oh, a bloodthirsty zombie coming at me? Let me take a picture.
You know what I find depressing?
What?
There's a part in the game, in Dead Rising, the original one, where there's two people hanging from a big-ass toy, I think a good 7 or 8 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
You get more points for taking a picture of them as they're slowly falling to their deaths
than you do for,
as you get for saving them.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I really don't want to say hated, but I guess you could say I hated almost everything about Dead Rising 1.
I really liked the game.
I had so many problems with that game. One, well, saving system is retarded.
That is
true. The difficulty curve is that of an autistic 4-year-old who got a hold of a permanent marker and a white wall. I mean, there were, like, certain parts, like, you know, you're going around the mall for the, you know, little first part of the game, the training period, where, you know, you're just bombing around, finding random things to throw at zombies. Then you go outside, and these, you know, these convicts are just bombing around in a Jeep, shooting at you with a machine gun. I mean, that's like, oh, yeah, walk down the street and give me some milk, and halfway down the street, 5 million orcs start running after you. I don't like it that much.
God cannot describe how many survivors I've lost to the simple fact that, one, the AI sucked in that game. Two, every time, because at that point I never figured out that saving one of those guys in the one of them plaza allows you to unlock his, I don't know, some kind of shortcut, but. So every time I saved someone, I had to track all the way through across that big open fucking park, and every fucking time, these three assholes in a Jeep come running by, run us over repeatedly, kill everything around me, and then kill me.
What's
some cries with the game.
Yeah, I hope the second one's better, because I love zombies and I love gratuitous violence.
One big, major...
That fucking Sombrex, oh my god.
That is gonna fuck that game up.
I don't know. I'm really hoping there's an option to just let your daughter go zombie and, you know, not my problem anymore.
Well, I've been told that the ending, well, which is obvious, is to get the hell out. But the whole point of it is, your daughter must survive.
Your daughter can't become a zombie.
So fucking what? Find a broad. I mean, apparently the mall's...
Confirmed that's in the full game? Or, like, during, you know, between Case Zero and the full game, like, maybe she has a horrific death. And we don't have to deal with her.
Can't we just let that big old brute that you have to fight in K-Zero just like go, okay, you know what, problem solved.
Oh, she's gone, yeah, the daughter got killed.
Oh dear, you just shot her into little bits with that
shotgun.
She did not
clean her room on time. Chuck Green is a very, very violent man.
I find it funny, for a guy who can kill mercilessly without any doubt using the most grotesque ways, he sure has a lot of humanity for his daughter.
And he won't even use weapons in her presence.
Like, and then the moment he hits the door, oh god, all hell breaks loose. I know that's gonna kill the game for me. I mean, every 12 hours you have to go back and find some fucking Zombrex for the little brat.
I am reading the, never mind. Yes, it's in the full game. Yeah.
I told you, I've seen videos where it says, you know, Casefall, give Katie Zombrex. It's gonna fuck that game up. I know, that game could be tons of fun, because in the first game, I used a glitch that they sadly enough patched out over time, where if you kill enough zombies in the beginning area, before heading up to Brad, it somehow fucks the game up, the flow, and you get no active missions, so you can go on doing whatever the hell you damn well please until the moment you have to leave. I really, really hope there's some kind of optional choice where, or difficulty even, where Katie just becomes, well, a kid that doesn't need Zombrex anymore. I just want to do what I want. I damn well please. If I have to survive for 3 days, just give me fucking fun.
Well, me and you are definitely going to have some crazy fun with the co-op, because you give us co-op in a free roam, as we saw about an hour ago, we go buck fuck nuts, so.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to our next topic. Let's talk about Source multiplayer.
Oh, God. Oh,
now,
dude.
I'm a bit late to the party because I recently got a new laptop that can run games rather well. For the past, I don't know, 4 years, I've been stuck with the most god-awful disgrace of a computer ever.
Which was like a Ford Model T?
It was a T-Machined computer I was not even bought. But like my mom got for a steal at Walmart once, and it's...
It had wooden parts.
It had wooden parts. I mean, it's...
It needed diesel to run.
Well, I mean, it had 500 gig... I mean, not 500 gigabytes of RAM. But
you wish.
It had 500 MB of RAM, which is not enough to run, you know, MS Paint. The graphics card was ancient. The processor was god-awful. I mean, it was a sad sight, but now that I got this laptop, I've been having all kinds of Source multiplayer fun. And in specific, I've been playing quite a bit of Team Fortress 2.
Quite a bit, all the time, in fact.
Love that game. It's so good, dude. You should buy it, because you would like it. It is pretty much everything you like about multiplayer, but more balanced and, you know, actually kind of clever and cute and fun.
Yeah, it's always cute blowing a dude in 15,000 parts.
Well, the art style is amazing, and I'm a total nerd for good art styles and video games. So.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, I'm just a nerd for Scott Pilgrim, actually.
But you've also been playing quite a bit of Counter-Strike, which, to my knowledge, from now on, is the cesspit of humanity, the good kind.
Oh, good God, it is like, if you want to meet a group of people who are altogether worse, dumber, and just louder than anybody you will ever meet on Call of Duty or Halo, go into a random surf server in Counter-Strike and you will meet like some 10-year-old spamming dubstep through a microphone while a 14-year-old is yelling about how much money he makes and some other guy starts telling conspiracy theory stories. It's amazing.
And then you go to another server, which is apparently dominated by porn to distract other players, which is really a clever idea.
That's a very good idea, actually.
Yeah. I mean, how many players were on that server, and how many players actually moved?
I think there was about 36, and I think we got to 40 at once. But there were not that many people playing. You just saw them type in the command to look at naked women, then...
Which were...
Go AFK.
Quite obvious. Porn yes. 1, porn 2, porn 3, and porn 4.
Or you could just type Google and pick your own poison.
That was depressing how easy it is to distract people with porn.
Yes, it is.
We're just humans, aren't we? God damn it, boobs.
But
moving on. Gary Scott.
I absolutely love Valve and everything they do. They have never made a game that I did not at least like. Because they are, honestly, they're the best video game company out there right now in terms of, like, customer service and, you know, just how good their games are, too. But I have a feeling that if we keep going down this pit of, you know, Left 4 Dead 2 a year after Left 4 Dead 1, I do not want to see my favorite company die.
Well, mind you, that's Left 4 Dead, which is a game you can complete in 45 minutes. The one thing I'm actually kind of pissed about is that they're not churning out another Half-Life yet.
I'm willing to put money down that Half-Life 3 or Episode 3 will be announced next year and will come out in 2012.
Yeah, and it will rain pigs and Clint Eastwood will survive until he's 155.
I don't know. I love Left 4 Dead, I love Portal, Counter-Strike, Half-Life, all their stuff is amazing. But they really need to work on putting out a new Half-Life game, for Christ's sakes.
They're turning this shit into Duke Nukem.
Which brings us to our next topic, heyo!
Heyo!
Forever is finally getting completed, but by Gearbox, which scares the living hell out of me, honestly.
Well, there is a big upside to this story because, unlike Gearbox, I think most of their employees aren't playing World of Warcraft and blown away a budget for 11 years. And the thing that amazes me most, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a publisher behind their backs snooping whatever step they take because apparently Take-Two was rather surprised when it figured out that 3D Realms actually did fuck all for 11 years.
I love Duke Nukem, and I'm still very, very worried. I love Gearbox. They've made one of my favorite game series of all time, Brothers in Arms.
And but Borderlands, let's not forget.
Borderlands was great while it lasted, but it did not last long enough.
That is true.
Worries me is their sense of humor. Like, everybody goes, oh, but the demo started with, you know, Duke getting a little sick from two girls. That's been a throwaway gag with Duke Nukem since, like, Duke Nukem 3D. I mean, it wasn't in there, but that kind of stuff has always been him. Just ha-ha, sex, ah-ha.
I gotta make one statement, though. When they announced, when they said that Gearbox was gonna finish, and I say finish as in they were gonna give out gameplay footage and actual demos and actually let us within a 3-mile radius of the game itself, I felt that hell had frozen over. I had become rich. My entire yard was filling up with money trees, and I was getting ladies every 5 seconds.
And then you
that's how unlikely it was.
Then you remembered how, let's say, amateur Borderlands sense of humor was. Ha ha, look at him. He's a robot and he gets beat up. Ha ha ha.
Hey, how about the winner, huh?
Nevertheless, I do have hope. I'm holding out hope that it'll be good. Come on.
It can't go wrong.
Come on, Snake Eyes.
It can't go wrong. Well, I think it's taken so long that people actually just... I think right now people really just want a fucking Duke Nukem game, no matter how bad it is. It's been too long. People stopped caring for what it has, and people start just caring for it. Just, for God's sake, just bring it out already so we can have a good one afterwards. Because this one is going to hell, guaranteed.
It's coming out for the Xbox, and that's how I'm going to play it, because I don't want to have to upgrade my laptop to play a game which might not be good, because I'm seriously worried, because, yes, the, what's-his-name from Gearbox did work on Duke Nukem 3D, but he was just a level programmer. He did none of the, you know, really important aspects of that game.
And on top of that, the guy was developing the game when 3D was a new thing.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of the first new duo edition of Greg's Haunted Amusement Park podcast.
Which, to clarify, is missing the name.
Yes, we are lacking a certain, let's say, large man who resides in Schenectady.
Mm-hmm.
So,
also, before we end this, a suggestion to the three people that are still listening. If you're really unsure about how Duke Nukem is going to end out, our namesake is, quite frankly, is an inch away from sucking Duke Nukem off. So if you really want to know how good or bad it is, just wait for it to come out, give it a week, and Greg will be all over the fucking internet yelling how shitty or how good it is.
You guys are just biased towards Duke Nukem. Alright, anyway, if we have any listeners, I love you all. Have a nice night. Thank you for listening. I'm Dylan.
And I'm NJ.
This is Silence.
Do you have any idea who I'm sleeping with? My own mother!